Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're doing something a bit different. We're taking just one single phrase, but a really powerful one from a source called Downsizing, New Homeowner Considerations.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to really unpack it. The phrase itself is quite clear. It just states, downsizing homeowners face new considerations before listing.
Mm.
Now, okay, on the surface, that sounds pretty straightforward, right?
Mm.
But if you're someone thinking about selling, maybe a home you've been in for ages, what does that actually signal? What could these new considerations be? And, you know, why now? Why do they matter more today?
Well, what's really fascinating, I think, is how just that short statement, downsizing homeowners face new considerations before listing. It immediately flags a really important shift. It's not just saying, oh, things are a bit different. It's more like an alert, you know?
Like a warning sign almost.
Exactly. It tells us that maybe what you assumed or what was simple back then, well, it's not the case anymore. The core insight here isn't even the details yet. It's just the fact that there are new things to think about. Awareness is step one.
Right. So the existence of new considerations is the first big takeaway. It prompts us to ask, okay, what's changed? What's actually making the landscape new for people looking to downsize? Mm-hmm. Is it the market? Is it, I don't know, buyers? Something else?
Well, yeah, if we think about the bigger picture, especially the last few years, several things jump out. Take interest rates, for example. That's a big one.
Mm.
A few years back, rates were like historically low, made it easier for buyers, obviously. Today, though, rates are higher, and that can really squeeze a buyer's purchasing power.
Okay, so that means your pool of potential buyers might be smaller, or maybe they just can't offer as much.
Precisely, both. And that directly hits how fast your home might sell, and of course, the price you get. That's definitely a new consideration compared to the recent past.
Well, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
So the buyer's financial situation is a huge piece of this newness. What about what buyers actually want in a home? Have tastes changed in ways that affect, you know, maybe older or larger homes people are downsizing from?
Oh, absolutely. That's another big shift. Today's buyer, especially if they're looking at smaller homes, they often prioritize different things. Think about smart home tech, maybe energy efficiency upgrades, green features, things that weren't really standard 10, 15 years ago.
Right. Things that might not be in a house someone's lived in for 30 years.
Exactly. So if your home hasn't quite kept up with those trends, you might find it a bit harder to attract those offers. And there's also this whole idea of a turnkey home being more popular.
Meaning buyers want to just move in, no fuss.
Pretty much. Less immediate work for them, which for the seller can mean more prep needed before you even list it. That's another consideration.
Okay, so market conditions like interest rates and shifting buyer preferences, those are definitely new hurdles.
Hmm.
What about the seller's side? From their own financial perspective, are there new things to worry about there, maybe with taxes or the equity they've built up?
That's a really important question, especially for people who've owned their home for a long, long time, decades even. You could be sitting on some pretty significant capital gains.
Right. The profit you make selling the house.
Exactly. Now, there are tax exclusions, of course, but understanding those rules, figuring out any potential tax hit before you sell, that's critical. A new consideration maybe people didn't focus on as much before.
And what about actually finding the smaller home to move into?
Well, that's the other side of the coin, isn't it? Finding an affordable, smaller place in today's market can be its own major challenge. It adds this whole other layer of financial planning and, frankly, stress that might not have been as intense in, say, previous housing cycles.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just about selling the old place.
No, it's navigating the purchase of the next one, too, that whole transition.
Okay, so let's try and pull this together, the really powerful nugget we got from that simple phrase. It's not just that new considerations exist, but we can sort of infer what some of them likely are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got the changing interest rate picture, buyers wanting different things like tech and efficiency.
Right, the turnkey aspect.
Yeah. And then the seller's own financial situation, like capital gains taxes, and the sheer difficulty of finding that next smaller home.
Yeah, that covers the main themes emerging just from that one alert.
So for you listening, what does this all mean? I think it means that just being aware, staying informed that these kinds of new considerations are out there before you list, that's really your first most crucial step. It's like knowing the weather forecast is calling for storms, even if you don't know the exact timing or intensity yet. you know to prepare.
And it raises an important point, doesn't it? In this age of information overload,
yeah,
sometimes the most vital insight isn't some huge detailed report. It's that simple direct alert, the signal that says, hey, things have changed. You need to think a bit differently now. Be more proactive.
Yeah.
We've basically gone from just knowing something's new to pinpointing which areas probably need your focus.
That's a great way to put it. And it makes you wonder, if just one single phrase from one source can flag a whole set of evolving challenges in real estate, prompting us to think about market shifts, money matters, buyer psychology, well, how much more should we be paying attention to those subtle signals of change in other parts of our lives? You know, making sure we're always sort of one step ahead with our knowledge really could make all the difference, couldn't it?